Let's check the markets now with Joe Camp at AgriVisor. Joe, what's going on?
Got a mixed set of markets here so far on Tuesday. A turnaround it is so far for the soybeans, up just a couple of cents across the curve. It's been pressure on this oilseed market coming from technical traders. We saw recently the nearby January contract give up psychological support at $9. Selling was extended after that fallout. Then you also have still the fundamental negativity related to U.S.-China trade dealings. Still no word on when the two presidents, Trump and Xi, can meet to sign a Phase 1 trade deal, and no word yet on whether or not we're even that much closer to a Phase 1 trade deal, given that both sides have some distance between them on some important points, like for the Chinese side, for example, recently them saying that they do not want to enter a deal that would include the U.S. placing a dollar amount for ag purchases. So we've heard before about $20 billion in the first year, or $40 to $50 billion worth of U.S. ag purchases to follow. But the Chinese are saying we want it market-based, based on our needs, which may or may not be diminished right recently because of African swine fever, for one, or because of displaced demand going to our South American competitors. But either way, it's the negativity surrounding demand that keeps soybeans on their heels. On the grain side of things, we've had some recent strength in the wheat market of note. That coming from some worries about production abroad mostly, also some concern about the low amount of winter wheat acres that went in given the conditions here in the U.S., not quite the production potential that we thought we would have had a couple of months ago. Corn trying to tag along, but ultimately waiting on more supply indication from the government. That'll come next on the January crop report.